Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. The late fitness legend Jack LaLanne was an inspirational teacher to millions worldwide to follow an exercise and fitness program. He also taught his TV viewers to eat a healthy diet, which included fresh fruit and vegetable juices. Today's program is a tribute to Jack LaLanne. Our featured guests today are Jack's wife, Elaine LaLanne, and their son, John LaLanne. Elaine and John will share their memories of husband and father, Jack LaLanne.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Our special guest today is Elaine LaLanne. Elaine and her late husband, health and fitness legend Jack LaLanne, have been longtime friends of mine. And for many years throughout Jack LaLanne's career and life, Elaine stood by his side as his devoted wife and partner, helping Jack LaLanne spread the message of health and fitness to the world. And we are honored to have Elaine LaLanne with us today. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? I heard you were running to the phone.
I was running to the phone. I was in another part of the property, and then the phone call came in. I said, oh, I got to go in the office. So here I am in the office, ready for you.
Well, I think I wanted to start off saying, Elaine, that you really weren't into health and fitness, were you, all your life?
Well, I was a kind of a tomboy as a young girl, and then I was a swimmer in the Minneapolis Aqua Follies.
Oh.
And so I was a ballet swimmer. And so I was always, you know, rather into sports and things. But then came along, that was the early 40s, and then came along in 1950 and 40, 48, 49, 50. I didn't do anything anymore, and I was smoking cigarettes and eating chocolate donuts and bear claws.
Oh.
Jack used to say the only thing good about the donut is the hole in the middle.
Right.
But, and then that's when I met him, and I sort of let myself go for that 4, 5, 6 years after swimming, you know.
And that's when you met Jack LaLanne, when you're not following those health principles.
I was not in my best shape, no.
Now, tell us that story, how he got you into all this.
Well, I was on television in San Francisco for an hour and a half show every day from 4:30 to 6 called The Les Molloy Show, and it was an interview show, and we'd interview all the people that would come to town, you know, the movie stars, Joan Crawford, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I got this call from Oakland, California, saying, we've got this guy over here who can do push-ups for your whole show. Oh, boy, that's great.
Huh.
So it was Jack LaLanne. And then, of course, later on, I found out he started his show on KGO, and his was started in the morning. Because when we first started our show, TV was only on in the afternoons, you know. So that's when morning shows started. That was one of Jack LaLanne and his exercise program. But he used to come over to my desk and say, you know, you should be eating apples and bananas and oranges. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't tell you this. I said, oh, yeah, blowing smoke in his face.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, we danced at a company party. I tell everybody we've been dancing ever since.
Oh, wow. And that's how it all started.
That's how it all started.
Well, so actually the Jack LaLanne Show got started there in Northern California at KGO, did you say?
That's right. Uh-huh. 1951. And then in 1958-59, he came down here to Los Angeles.
Right.
And then the end of 59, we started going to New York and Boston and Chicago, and we started syndication. Yeah.
Now, how long was the Jack LaLanne Show on television all those years?
Oh, 34 years.
34
yeah,
years.
Uh-huh.
It started out the old-fashioned way, and then later on, you were on there regularly.
Right, right, uh-huh. I did a show with him, alone in San Francisco when he would go down to L.A. But then when we started filming, he was filming most of the stuff, the first shows, without me, and then later on, they decided to use me along to do some of the demonstrations.
Now, I'll tell you, it must have been something to live with a fitness legend like Jack LaLanne, and I'm sure you have some really great stories you could tell us about that all those years. Is there any story or two that really stood out that was kind of spectacular?
when Jack and I first started going together, knowing that I was a swimmer and he was a swimmer, and he decided to buy a boat and take up water skiing. So he bought this boat, and he's got a brand new twin engine on it, and we took it down to in Oakland to the estuary, and we were putting the water. He says, okay, get in the boat. He says, okay, now start the engine. I said, well, doesn't it have gears, Jack? He says, no, start the engine. I start the engine, and the boat goes from the water. It drives right up on the ramp and hits his Cadillac and dents the Cadillac.
Oh, no.
I said, I told you it has gears.
Well, he learned his lesson from you on that one.
That was a funny one.
Is there any other story?
Oh, golly. We've had so many funny things happen to us. And then we took up golf together.
Yes.
And we'd be playing on a golf course. And I said, Jack, for the little kids, I said, do a little horse for the kids, you know, and he'd, you know, and then I said, do a little duck, you know, and do a little this. And so one day we were playing golf, and I heard this, you know, this quacking like a duck. And I said, Jack, you're ruining my golf game. I said, quiet. He says, that's me, that's a real duck. Oh, I've got so many stories. But
well, I imagine because the TV show a lot of the time was live, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So there must have been some incidences that happened during that. Anything that stands out from the television show?
Well, we had the earthquake up there. I mean, everything was rattling, and it looked like the lights were going to come down. So off he went, and there was nobody on the TV because of the earthquake.
Those days of live television.
Yeah, that was some of the things that happen in live television.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's start from the beginning, because both you and I are really great friends of Patricia Bragg, whose father was Dr. Paul C. Bragg.
That's
who
right.
Was a health crusader. And really, Jack attributed Dr. Bragg from inspiring him to get into the health field. Tell us about how that story and that relationship went between
well,
you and...
Well, Jack was when he was young, he calls himself a junk food junkie, and he was like 13 and a half or something like that, and again, he was dropped out of school for 6 months due to ill health. I mean, he had boils and pimples and arch supports and glasses, his mother said, well, you know, next door neighbor, Mrs. Joy, that was her name, said, why don't we bring Jack down to the Oakland City Women's Club? There's a fellow speaking down there. His name is Paul Bragg, and he's going to talk on health. So his mother drags Jack down to the Oakland City Women's Club, and they go there late. I mean, it's full, and there's really no seats to be had. So they start to turn around and leave, and Paul Bragg says, lady with the little boy, we don't turn anybody away here. Mm. Ushers, bring them two seats and put them up on the stage. And so Jack is, I mean, he just is humiliated with this, you know, his boils and pimples and arch supports and all that stuff. And but nevertheless, they brought him up on stage. But Paul was to say something that changed Jack's life forever. And he said, I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your physical condition is. If you obey nature's laws, you can be born again. And so, Jack, that just hit Jack right between the eyes. And that's when he changed his whole life. And then he went to talk to Paul Bragg afterwards. And he was so inspiring. And then he went home and he got down on his knees and he prayed that night. He said, dear God, please help me from refraining from the junk foods that I'm eating. And then he started going to the local YMCA in Berkeley, California, the YMCA in Berkeley. And that's when he he started taking up wrestling, and later on he could have gone to the Olympics in 1936, but he, if you take one penny for anything, and he just opened his health, you know, his physical culture studio in 1936, and they said he was professional, so he couldn't go to the Olympics in wrestling, but he was a champion wrestler.
Well, you know what's interesting in those early days? Now, this program is broadcast on the Life Talk Radio Network, which is part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church organization. Mm-hmm. And there's over 70 stations listening to us right now throughout the country.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that many of our listeners would be interested in knowing the fact that Jack's mother was really a very devout Seventh-day Adventist Church member.
Yes, she was. You know, Jack, you know, they were French, and they were a baptized Catholic and all that, but Mother Lalaine was, she was, there was a neighbor of hers that was telling her about the Seventh-day Adventist, and she would, became so enthralled with it that she became, I mean, she just changed over, and she became a convert, and then Jack went to Seventh-day Adventist school when he was little, and so he was brought up Seventh-day Adventist.
He told me he went to the Golden Gate Academy
Golden Gate Academy, that's correct.
For a while.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
I guess they didn't have sports there at that time, and so he ended up with the public school so he could go to
no,
out
he wanted
sports.
To be, he wanted to play sports so bad, and that's when he went to public school.
Well, tell us a little bit about you know, Jack's daily routine for exercise. I know he did that getting up early. And
yeah. And when we lived in L.A., he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he would go down and work out for 2 hours, and then he'd swim. He'd work out an hour or an hour and a half in the gym, and then swim for a half hour. And then let's see, 4:30, and then 6 o'clock, he would get ready and get ready for his TV show, which was live. He always was live in Los Angeles, you know.
Yes.
Even though we were filming through the rest of the country, but so he would, I would hear it. Everybody said, "Did you get up and go out and work out with him?" I said, "Yes." He rolls out and I roll over.
Yes, you got up a little later, right?
Yep.
Now I
4 o'clock was a little early for me.
Yeah, but now I one of the honors in my life, and of course your husband was a great inspiration to me and my pursuing nutrition and health as a career, and I had the honor of exercising with you and Jack on the Jack LaLanne Show back in the early 80s.
That's right.
And that was quite an experience and a real honor. I got to get a tape of that. We'll arrange that
sometime. I'm looking for it. Well, I haven't had a chance yet, but I promise you I'm going to look for it.
Okay, because that'd be a real treasure. Now, tell us about his nutritional routine. And I remember, a couple of years ago, Patricia Bragg and I went over to your home with Jane Russell. We brought Jane Russell
yes,
with us.
That's right. Uh-huh.
We had a nice lunch there, and Jack really had a very regimented meal. Everything was measured out for him, and he showed me his bag of vitamins that he took. Tell us about his personal nutrition program and diet.
Well, number one, he would never eat between meals. He never, ever eat between meals. He was very, very disciplined,
Yes.
On his exercises and what he ate, and his, his spiritual, too. But he would never eat anything, no white flour, no white sugar, and that stems back, to Paul Bragg.
Right.
And all his life, he's stayed away from white flour and white sugar, and everything in moderation, would eat very good. He didn't eat any meat. There was a time that he did eat meat, and then there was a time when he didn't eat meat. And he was a vegetarian for many years,
mm-hmm.
and then he believed in fish and turkey. Turkey's very lean,
mm-hmm.
and the lean part.
Yes.
And but he did eat fish and turkey.
And of course, he was into juicing.
Oh my!
With the Jack LaLanne juicer.
The Jack LaLanne juicer. That's right. You know, he started juicing way back, when he first got into nutrition. And in those days, they had some kind of a press, that they would press down.
Yes.
And the juice would come out on this press. But He just believed in juicing so much. I mean, he never took on anything. You know, he could have been, people would call him up and say, Jack, would you endorse this? Would you endorse this?
Yes.
Never, never. He would endorse anything that he really didn't believe in. And he believed so strongly in juicing. And that has been, you know, what we've been doing for the last 10, 15 years on infomercials, you know.
Okay. Well, Lane, the time has flown, and we're already coming to the end here. But I want to thank you so much for being with us on the radio here today on Health and Longevity.
Well, thank you.
And I want everyone to know that you can get more information and see the books and videos by Jack Lane and Elaine Lane at jackthelane.com. So thank you so much for being with us. And we got to have you on the show again sometime.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. And God bless each and every one of you. And remember, keep exercising. Anything in life is possible, and you can make it happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we will talk with Jack and Elaine's son, John LaLanne.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And our special featured guest today is John LaLanne. John is the son of Jack LaLanne, and John has a degree from Pepperdine University. He's an accomplished musician, television and radio personality, sports and fitness and nutrition enthusiast, and professional surfer. He is the vice president of Jack LaLanne's BeFit Enterprises, and we're talking today with John LaLanne from Hawaii. Hi, John. How you doing?
John, how are you?
Great. Now, you're on the Big Island of Hawaii. How long have you lived over there, and what actually made you move over there?
Well, I was in Malibu for close to 30 years, and my cousin lived over here, two of them actually, and Susan LaLanne is a paddleboard and outrigger enthusiast. And we moved over here because we used to visit them all the time. And so we found this house, and when the recession hit, we got this great deal. We have an acre property here overlooking the tip of the Big Island, the southern tip, and that's where the Hawaiians first landed and came from New Zealand. I would say it looks like the moon out here. It's got its own beauty, like a desert. And we go back and forth to California. I'll fly to California about four or five times a year, and then we come here, and my wife, Laura, is growing all sorts of neat stuff in the yard here. We got pineapples and lettuce and tomatoes and bananas. The bananas are amazing. And so we've got two opportunities to go back and forth, and it's been a good system so far.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you have a little paradise of your own out there.
Yes, it's somewhat of a paradise. I mean, I just love the volcano. And we go in the lava tubes. We've got a lava tube around our area here that's about 7 miles long, and you can fly a Learjet through it if you so chose.
Well, I love visiting the volcano, and I recommend anyone that goes to Hawaii definitely needs to see. It's like nowhere else on the face of the planet.
No, it really is. It's one of the most unique places on the planet, I must say.
It sure is. Well, you know, your dad and mom have been good friends of mine for many, many years, and I actually had the opportunity of exercising with your dad and mom on the Jack LaLanne TV show, and I'm sure a lot of people remember that.
I remember the lectures that he did years ago, and he would take a plastic bowl and he'd go up in front of the audience and he'd throw, you know, a pot of coffee in the bowl and mix it in with cigarettes and then throw some donuts in, and he'd mix it all up. He goes, "That's what you put in your body in the morning."
That's right.
Right.
I knew your parents so well, and then in, a couple years ago or so at your father's memorial service is when I first met you, and we've become good friends.
Yes.
And, of course, we're mutual friends of Patricia Bragg, who her dad, Paul Bragg, actually inspired your dad to get into health, didn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, I heard Paul Bragg my whole life, and, you know, Patricia used to come over when I was a little kid. I remember her, and we've been spending some time with her up at the ranch there when I come over to the mainland, up there near Santa Barbara and Goleta.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it looks like she's got a neat thing going on. I mean, her ranch makes mine look like a little playland on Facebook. But we're trying to keep up with the Joneses here.
Well, you know, it must have been quite an amazing life, and I'm sure you have some stories to tell. What was it like being the son of a fitness legend like your dad, Jack LaLanne?
Well, you know, I always like to say, like, I didn't know any different. I was in this microcosm of, you know, well, this is the way it is. And, you know, I'd get outside. We had some next-door neighbors, some Jewish next-door neighbors. The Boyers are very close friends of ours. And they had Captain Crunch, and they had all these cereals. And I go over to their house, and I go, wow, what's this stuff?
Yeah.
I'd wind up going, wow, this is really good. And, you know, of course, later on in life, I know to stay away from this stuff now. But you know, it was tempting. But Dan would never force anything on us. He always let us make our own decision. It was great. You know, if you did something bad, he goes, you know what? That's your decision. That's your business. You know, I'm telling you how the right way to live. It's up to you to put the effort in and make the right decisions. And of course, you know, we all hopped on board. Everybody's got to figure out their own path, you know?
Right.
And, well, I'll give you one great story.
Sure.
When I was a kid, Dad would make us drink these shakes in the morning, right? And they were cod liver oil with liver tablets, and we all had to hold our noses to drink them. And he'd like, you know, he didn't force us to drink them, but we wouldn't hear the end of it if we didn't drink them, you know? So it's like, okay, I'll drink the thing. And one morning he put too much niacin in my shake.
Uh-oh.
You know? And so I get on the school bus and I'm turning beet red and I've got this suntan. I look like, you know, I've been in Hawaii for, you know, laying out in the desert or something. So, you know, the bus driver immediately turns me around and sends me home. You know, they think I'm about to die. I run upstairs and Dad, I'm crying and Dad just starts cracking up. You know, he goes, oh, that's just the niacin. So, you know, he used to experiment on us, John.
So you were like a laboratory
test
you.
I was a lab rat, yes. But if there was anybody that was born and raised by the blender, it was me. I mean, to this day, I throw whatever is on the kitchen counter into my blender, and I drink my meals because you can eat an apple and a carrot and all this stuff, but you know you gotta eat it and chomp it. I just take my shakes with our protein powder from Swanson, and I'll just throw everything in the blender and I'll drink it super fast, and you get as many vegetables and fruits as you want in one shake, and that's what I've been doing my whole life.
So are there any other particular stories that really stand out with your dad, maybe in exercising together or anything like that?
Yeah, I remember, you know, of course, going on the show, and it was a really neat time. I mean, I got to meet Hobo Kelly. There was a, you know, a kid's show, and we got to raid the toy machine. She let us pick out toys from the little cranking machine that she used to have. And But we would go in the makeup room, and, you know, I was on the show several times. But I just remember, you know, going on the show and going to a lot of events with Dad, and he was like a rock star. I mean, we'd go to spa openings, and, you know, people would just be surrounding him, and I'm going, this can't be normal, you know?
Right.
So, you know, and he was huge, and you think about it, before Dad came along, people didn't take that good a care of themselves. I mean,
That's right. And
of course we know, you know, a lot of people smoked and, you know, had a terrible diet. And look at what happened in about 20 years at that way we live compared to the 50s, you know? And Dan was at his biggest, I would say, in the 70s. And that was when that whole health and fitness revolution started. So you could kind of say that Dad and Paul, you know, indirectly saved America.
That's right.
In some respect.
That's right.
You know? And of course, Paul, I mean, he was way ahead of his time. I mean, you know, if you think Dad had it bad, Paul must have had it 10 times worse. With, you know, all of the abuse that he would get and all the skepticism that was surrounding him.
Right, and he paved the way, and then it got more accepted. Your dad was on television, and I have to tell you, my grandmother exercised your dad every day, and I did with her when she stayed with us, and so it was a great honor to know him and actually to be on his show and everything myself.
No, Dad was great, and like I said, you know, as a father, he was a real liberal guy in many respects. You know, he wasn't a hard nose. He was more of a comedian than anything. You know, he was a real, really funny, good man.
He really had a sense of humor, always telling jokes.
Always telling jokes. And of course, I got that. I was the class clown in school, and I'm still that way today. And, you know, I miss him so much. And, you know, I just spent one of the first Christmases, you know, without him up with Mom, and the house just seemed empty without him. But, you know, hoping that everybody gets in shape. And right now, we've got a couple of irons in the fire, but I'm making some great T-shirts with Dad's swims from Alcatraz. Another good story is when I trained at 14 years old to monitor one of his swims. So
Mm-hmm.
When he turned 61, he did this swim. Of course, he did the one when he turned 60. The swims go as such. When
right.
the guy escaped from Alcatraz way back in the day, Dad said if the guy was in shape, he could have made it from Alcatraz prison to the mainland and got away. And he put the handcuffs on and swam.
Right.
Well, 20 years later, Dad does the swim again, but he ups himself and he shackles his feet, ties his hands, and then he tows a 1,000-pound boat and makes it to the shore. Well, the next year, he does it with a 2,000-pound boat, and then he does it with a scuba tank. And he had me get certified down at Body Glove at Dive and Surf down there in Redondo Beach to monitor him. So I'd go down every couple minutes and check on him to make sure he was okay, and I'd come up. And, you know, when he got done with the swim, you know, I was right there with him, and that was really fun. But when he dove in that water the first swim when he was 60 or whatever, we were there in pea coats and we were freezing, and Dad's in Speedos and he jumps in the water and he spends 2 hours in there.
I know, wow.
And I'll never forget it. It's the first time I've ever seen Dad with a pot belly because he had no muscle control after that cold water and his stomach was sticking out. I go, oh, Dad, where's Dad's washboard stomach? It disappeared. It's so cold. But then, of course, 15 minutes later, he's on the beach doing push-ups and sit-ups and everything in front of the cameras.
Those feats were amazing, and I remember walking along the shore when he did the Queen Mary Mile years ago. That was quite an event. Well, John Lalanne, we just have about a minute or so left in the program already. Boy, we really went fast here, but let's say someone wants to know more about your website.
Well, my nickname is Lala. Everybody would call me Lala, like my mom from Lalanne. And if you go to Lala...
L-A-L-A.
Yes, lalasurfboards.com, or just Google Lala Surfboards, you'll find me.
And tell us about the Jack Lalanne website.
We have jacklalanne.com, and we're working on a lot of new products.
Well, John, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll have to have you on again sometime.
John, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.